Colony 175, the leader of the colonies was assassinated. Five Gundams were supposed to have been sent to Earth to take revenge. However, since Oz's activities in space took the form of cooperation rather than control, the colonies decided to accept Oz. In the year after Colony 195, as Oz moves to take over both the Earth and outer space, the Gundams are labeled as rebels and are isolated from society. With no place to return, the Gundams and their pilots are forced to fight for a reason to exist in the ever-changing world.
Hello?
Are you awake, motherfucker?
You're a little bitch, because you know where I am, motherfucker, so come see me.
Listen, you guys are nuts, right? I'm coming down here right now.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Damn, she wants to get fucked up, huh? You want me to meet you somewhere and fuck you up?
Hey, is the volcano in 204?
What are you saying? I'm asleep, man. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, 40B, right? You ain't getting me caught up in that shit.
Whoa.
What time is it anyway?
Why are you picking on me? What are you talking about, man?
You're crazy.
Just let you know right now, if he catches you on the floor, you will be escorted out without a refund.
Come and fucking see me, homie.
Play Station Radio!
Okay, everybody, my name is Ryan Dozier, this is PSR, and you guys are live. We are back on the airwaves for consistent timing. We'll be here every week doing live prank calls for all you guys that are here. Pat and Fox, come out and say hello.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Prank call. Pat and Fox here. No, me. I'm that stupid
right
now. Here's security. Say what's up, security.
Yo, what's up, my niggas?
I had to turn the music down, my bad. There we go. Now it should be okay.
What's
so yeah,
up?
We have Pat Fox, we have security, myself. I want to give a special thanks to Titus. He's been helping us a lot out technical-wise. We had a few glitches. He helped us out with that. And we also have True Canuck on the line. If you want to say hello.
Hey, guys.
True Canuck for you.
Dr.
Philhouse is going to be calling in later if he wants to.
Yeah, Titus, go ahead and plug your thing here, and you don't have to talk the rest of the time. Go ahead and plug your stuff right now if you want.
Okay, PSR is now hosted with Zionic Studios hosting company. Go to Zionic Studios. It's on the homepage. Just click on the link. We have Shoutcast, web hosting, IRC hosting, anything you need. Just contact me. Thank you.
Okay, so if anybody needs anything like that, feel free to contact him. There's a 25% off any item of lifetime or for the lifetime of that service in our homepage. So who do we have in the room? Everybody put a 1 in there. I noticed we have Jay Smooth, we have Butt Scratcher, which they both sent in some numbers. I know Butt Scratcher did for sure. They look really good. We're going to call those first. Just wanted to say hello to everybody, really. We haven't been live in a long time.
Had to take that break.
Yeah, really. Death Fox was taking vacation. It sounded like a good idea. I had a lot going on with school. Now
I hated
doing
podcasting. I'm sorry to talk over you. I hated doing podcasting.
Oh, no.
Time consuming.
It's your show, too. Yeah, no, the time podcasts are, they are consuming, but I do think they make for a really content-filled, you know, 45 minutes, you know, or an hour. So, you know, I think those are good release. We're still going to release those every once in a while. Thank you, everybody that liked them and listened to them and all that. I see guest 368. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get to these pranks here in a minute. Sterling. Hey, Sterling, what's up? Oh, wait, that's 367. Yeah, if you guys haven't yet, Pat and Fox got a new chat. Tell them what to do with the new chat.
All you got to do is click the sign up button. It's right there and watch. And you can have a really cool looking avatar that blinks. You can, whatever you want. You don't even have to sign up if you don't want to, but it's cool if you do. And Jay Smooth, if you want to customize your avatar, all you got to do is click the blue one and upload anything you want and it'll look cool. Okay, let's get to them calls, man, because I know they've been wanting them. It's already 20 minutes in and no calls yet.
That's true. We'll discuss GTA 5 later. The first call that I want to do, we have some requests from Butt Scratcher. I want to get those out of the way first. The first one he has... I think he said it was for me. Yes, he needs a thug voice. Let me post this in there. Let me read it real quick, and then we'll call the number. I should have a plus one in there. This guy used to live in TX a while ago when he was a younger kid. He tried to be a drug dealer. Tell him you're an old friend. He'll pretend you can make up. If he tries to say he doesn't know you, then you can just bring up some of this info. Okay, perfect, perfect. Here we go. Call this number.
Okay, here we go.
And thank you, Butt Scratcher, for sending that in.
Who's doing it? You. I'll let you do it. Yeah, here you go. I'll take it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I can't hang up on it because somebody dropped.
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, it went, there was a, somebody dropped off the call and it wouldn't let me. You know how that red up. You know how that red box pops up?
Oh, gotcha.
I can't see because there's a red box. Who dropped? Oh, Titus did. Let me just...
You have to redo the call?
No, he's fine. He's back.
Okay. Okay,
okay.
Here's this next one. It's a contact page of a church that believes in a white-only religion. Maybe you could take this one, Death Fox. I figured if a black man called and asked if he could join, it'd be funny. Kind of like a black-white supremacist. I'll take it.
Like a black southerner, but you got it. There's no number.
Oh, shit. Well, let me see if I can grab one real fast.
Y'all hear background fan noise from me so I can cut it down.
Oh, here we go. Brother Reese, call him.
Y'all hear background fan noise from me?
Nah, I don't hear it. Okay. It's probably mine. My computer skills, or my computer bands, what can I say?
Drinking that wine, Oklahoma.
I'm a wino. The creativity movement. They only want black people. How can you expand with only white people? You know what I'm saying? You gotta flavor from all religions, races, and cultures, and sex, and all that.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Google subscriber. I try that Reverend James, and then we'll move on.
Okay, hold on. I'm telling my league clan that we're live. So
go do that. Let them know. I don't know if you guys know, but GTA 5 is coming out in September. I am super, 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 super pumped for that game. That's my favorite series. As a matter of fact, I play video games, but not like I play GTA. That's the only one I really play. And I'm so pumped with the game. The new trailers that came out. You see the new trailers that came out the other day?
Yeah, they're badass.
Dude, hell yeah, man. That game's going to be so fucking epic.
The story behind it sounds like pretty fucking cool.
I like that there's like different, like there's like Trevor's a drug dealer, and then Michael's like the old bank robber, and then there's the thug dude. Everyone's on that thug dude's dick, like he's like CJ all over. But I'm a bigger fan of like Trevor and Michael. I think they're gonna be fucking.
How about bad. Just to play with you? Don't worry.
Good. I hope you do. And Sterling, that's a cool train you got there. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. We doing the Reverend now?
Oh, yeah. Try Reverend James.
The Free Ringtone Network.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Reverend James?
Yeah.
Hey, I saw y'all on the TCM movement and stuff. I want to get involved. I want to join a church.
Who's this?
My name's Desmond Dossier. I'm up here in Tallahassee.
You're where?
In Tallahassee.
Tallahassee where?
In Florida. And I wanna join and stuff. I'm real tired.
Why do you have kind of an Australian accent?
Huh?
Why do you have kind of an Australian accent? You're calling from an Australian number.
Australian? What the hell? You better double check what you're looking at.
Okay. Well, no, your number's coming from Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, I know. I'm on vacation. I was on my laptops in the hotel, and I was Googling, you know, the new religions and stuff, to get involved
in. Okay, I'm listening to you, I have an Australian accent.
I called somebody, and they directly gave me your number and told me to call y'all, because y'all would be able to get me accustomed.
Okay, you have a very Australian accent.
Australian? What the hell are you talking about, man? I lived in the States my whole life, man. I hadn't even been out to Southeast since I was like 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you call me out of the blue?
Because I wanted to get involved and somebody gave me your number and told me that y'all be the one to get me accustomed.
Okay. You say you're from Tallahassee.
I'm from Tallahassee. I want to get saved. I'm all about that white power, man. I'm tired of these white folks coming in my neighborhood. You know, they always help me out with the black folks and stuff. They always taking my TVs, and I'm tired of that.
Mm.
But the white folk come in, he give me food, he give me shelter, and I want to, you know what I'm saying, I want to get involved in your stuff, you know, the real stuff.
Okay, so you're black.
Well, my mom's white, and, you know, I mean... It just happens that I grew up in, predominantly, black neighborhood. But I ain't a fan of blacks. They always taking my TV. You know what I'm saying? They always stealing and taking my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So can y'all help me? Can y'all save me?
What should we do for you? What do you want from us?
You being real difficult with me. They said y'all was a lot nicer than this. They said that y'all was a God-given man and y'all be able to help me out and send me a care package.
God-given, man. You got the wrong people for that.
Well, I mean, they said that you would at least be able to send me like a few bucks or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is Reverend James, right?
Give me your address and I'll send you a check.
Reverend James.
Hold your breath while you're waiting for a check in the mail, okay?
Hey, Reverend James, I did the reverse phone lookup and stuff. I already got your address.
Oh.
I'm gonna be over there.
Okay. You already know my name, so I already know where this is coming from. Okay.
Nah, I'm gonna be over there, and y'all gonna baptize me.
Oh, okay. Well, my address is all over the internet.
I don't know. I don't know about nothing about that.
What type of threat is that supposed to be?
What are you talking about, a threat? I want to get baptized. You know what? Here, real quick, talk to my sponsor. You want to talk to my sponsor because he's the one who he claims he knows you or something. You know him from Tallahassee.
Hey, brother, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
I'd like to remain anonymous. I've been to your church. I just want to know.
You're not at my church.
I've been to there.
I know every member of my church.
I visited there once, sir. I visited there once, sir. I truly did. But can I ask you just one question?
Visited where? Where do I live?
I don't know where you live. I visited the church. Can I ask you just one question, though?
You visited me, then where did you visit?
Can I ask you a question? Please don't overtalk me. I'm being proper. Why won't you let this black man join?
Go ahead.
Why won't you let this black man join your congregation?
Do what?
Because he an ignorant ass hillbilly is what this nigga is, man. He a hillbilly ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a hillbilly ass motherfucker, but yeah, you're a coward playing phone games.
What do you want to meet, sir? We'll meet you.
Hey, I'm willing to meet anytime you want to.
Do you have enough gas in your Chevy pickup, sir?
My Chevy pickup? I'm not a douchebag living in a room full of guys. I'm married with five kids with a fucking nice.
What kind of reverend cusses? You're going to hell, sir. The road to hell is paved with good
intentions. I'll help you. I'll help you. I have a wife, okay? You don't. You don't have phone games in the middle of the night.
Are you aware that the Bible says that if you hate somebody, it's basically
you're calling a traitor. I don't believe in the Bible, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, you okay. Going to inbreeding. You inbreeding with them five kids, you hillbilly.
Oh, yeah. Yo, motherfucker, yeah, that's what it's all about, yo. Yeah, it has about the handle, yo, man. Motherfucker, I'll show you my... I hit it up, though.
How many teeth does your wife still have? Can you count it on one hand? Can you count all your children's teeth on one hand, sir?
Oh, yeah, I can. I got a good life. What do you got?
What I got... I got a life that is not being you, and that's a pretty damn good life.
Oh, then why are you calling me up in the middle of the night playing a phone game?
To piss you off,
you motherfucker.
To piss you off, and it obviously has worked.
No, I find it funny. I find it fucking funny that a pathetic fucking communist, or wannabes, call me up in the middle of the night because they got nothing else going on in their life.
Sir,
they can't go out and make a life for themselves. So they're going to play phone games in the middle of the night. You can play all the phone games you want. You're pathetic fucking losers. That's all it is.
Sir, Stalin's here, and he would like to talk to you. Here's Stalin,
sir. And pass the phone around to a bunch of fucking fast wiggers and wannabes that want to play phone games.
Hey, man, I ain't cool with you saying that word, though, for real.
Then what? I don't give a fuck what you're cool with, motherfucker.
What kind of reverend?
My address here.
Man.
Get a pen.
He's a reverend like Reverend Bob Levy. He's not a real reverend.
No, he's like one of them cult reverends.
I'm going to help you guys out right now.
Probably,
okay. Get a pen.
Okay, I got one.
12,
hold on, wait.
33.
Still wait. I got it out of your one. Oh, fuck. I fucked that word up. Go ahead.
Okay,
I got it.
Because, you're sitting around with a bunch of fucking sausage fest and commies that are sitting around talking shit.
Yeah, we're commies. Yeah.
At 1233 Holiday Drive, Bloomington, Illinois.
I'll tell you what, all of you
focus really hard to become men, grow a testicle in your sex, come to me or any one of my people.
You really should stop inbreeding with your daughters because you're just going to create more of this ignorance and spread it throughout the earth.
Can I speak to your dad also?
You still won't answer anything I have to say.
Are you aware what a communist is?
Completely. Most of you from the anti-racist organizations are part of the People's Progressive Party.
Are you aware this isn't 1950 and they don't hunt communists down anymore, sir?
Okay, what?
I said, are you aware
that... Are you guys even aware of what you're saying anymore?
Are you aware that they don't hunt communism down? You can be a communist in America nowadays, sir. This isn't like the 40s and 50s and the 60s.
Obviously, we have communists in power right now.
Are you going to threaten them, sir? Is this a ploy to kill the president, sir?
Can I ask you one question?
Can you repeat?
I will answer any question you have if you answer one question to me.
Okay, deal, but can you repeat your threat towards our Obama, please?
I never made a threat.
No, we heard it. We have five witnesses here, sir.
File it. I record all my conversations.
You are on record
right now.
He's
part of an anti-American church. He's already part of that. So,
and he would also know that there has to be two beats to record anybody's phone call without their consent. There has to be
two beats. No, there's not. Because if you hit the CCY, you're recording.
In California, there's a two-part rule.
I don't give a shit about California law.
If you're recording me, there is, because I'm in California. There's a two-party law,
this
sir.
Is federal law, fucker. It crossed the state line.
Yeah, since you cross the state lines, you have to abide by my state.
You call, hey, you know what? I did if I called you. You called me. So you entered my state law.
I'm going to let you talk to my Canadian ambassador. His name's Canuck. Here he is.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Oh, so we have multiple douchebags sitting in one room. Prank phone calling somebody.
No one's prank calling anyone. This black man tried to get into your church, but you wouldn't let him.
I have a bunch of fucking douchebags calling me, prank phone calling me, saying a bunch of stupid shit. Now, can you answer my main questions?
What the fuck is your stupid question?
I'm Canadian. Do you allow Canadians in your church?
Oh, yeah, we have many Canadians.
Yeah, they're probably all fags anyways.
We're all fags. We're all this and that. But yeah, you call me up, prank phone call me. When you lay your head down on your pillow at night, how do you live not being a man, being a coward?
I sleep pretty good, but what's your question?
How do you lay your head down at night knowing that you're a coward?
One ear on the pillow?
Huh?
I lay my head on the pillow. That's how I lay my head
How
down.
Do you lay your head on your pillow at night knowing
By
you're a
tilting
coward?
My head to the side.
He's Canadian, sir. He don't have to fight wars.
Yeah, you guys fight it for me.
I have fun with you, idiot. I really do.
No, we can tell. You've been on here live for like 10 minutes now. We can tell. We should just do the next one and just let him fucking rock.
Oh, no, I'll be having fun with you, faggots. I really am.
How many of your 5 children are actually yours?
This is boring now. Get them the fuck off. We got to move on.
Oh,
yeah,
we're going to hang up on you.
We'll call you back next week. Shut the fuck up, you fucking motherfucker. We're hanging up on you now. Bye-bye.
Phone call somebody.
Yeah, bro, he would not shut the fuck up.
Oh, he still won't.
Yeah, look at you, call me, motherfucker.
We're doing a show, and you are stupid. You call me. You pathetic fucking anti-commie bitches.
You can't leave your house to fucking go out and beat any women. Because you ain't got a fucking ball in your sack, you fucking pathetic faggot.
I
gave you my home address, you fucking punk.
We'll call you back during
our next show. Bye.
Holy shit.
Thank God, man.
I haven't been accused of calling you.
I mean, he was funny, but then after a while, it just like, you're just gonna get the same thing out of that fucking guy.
But communism, dude.
That
this
was
ain't
funny,
like the
though,
50s.
Dude.
What the
I know.
Fuck? Less fun. You have to, this ain't World War II, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, we'll do that after the show or later. So we'll save the number, though. Definitely call him back. We don't gotta order everybody something, you know. That's just... But anyway,
we're all sitting around in our fur hats.
Yeah, we're all sitting. Yeah.
What are those things called that the Russians wore?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, the commie fur hat.
Yeah, what were those called? Like Bolsheviks or something. Lost audio. How'd you lose the audio? Error.
Yeah, we did lose audio. I was monitoring it. One second.
Hopefully that was after.
It tried again.
I'm trying. Hold on.
I've been spamming us. We've got a good bit of listeners. We need to get it back up. No, it's back now. Go ahead.
We're back. Just problem with Sam. Son of a deal.
There's music in the background, by the way.
I know. I wasn't playing during the call.
Okay. Yeah, I posted on my league clan that I'm in. They got like 600 people. So.
Oh, cool. I mean, they'll come listen. Yeah, and everybody in here, tell someone. Tell, you know, go on your Twitter, your Facebook, or anything, it doesn't matter. Just tell somebody.
If you bring your friend, we'll hook you up with a female.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with a prostitute in your town for referring somebody.
Free phone sex.
Oh, with that, I was not told about this offer.
While our core group is here, this is just an idea, and I thought about bringing it up. Might as well bring it up. If during the week when we're not doing shows, what would y'all think about us playing either music or comedy bits, like like Louis C.K., you know, comedians 24/7, or a certain genre of music. And we still do our live shows and everything, but playing music on this radio station. Would y'all like that? If you would, tell us what you would like in the chat. Like, would you like to hear comedy? Like, if we downloaded every CD of every known comedian for now to ever and put it on there, or would you like to hear like hip hop or 90s, or what would you like? Tell us in the chat, and we'll proceed with the calls right now, but we'll read that in the chat.
Yeah, definitely. Now let us know what you want to see or what you want to hear or anything like that. And we're always open to, you know, making new content and all that. So want to get more people here, want to keep this going. I mean, I don't plan to stop this anytime soon. So the guys who are in now, I mean, you guys are really in the ground floor or something that's going to be growing over the next few years.
We just want to pick up the content during the week for y'all. So
yeah.
Would y'all like that? Some people were talking about Louis C.K. He's really good. Would y'all like it if we just found every CD of every comedian there is and put it on rotate during the week? Yeah, we can do that. Local stand-ups and everything. I can get all that. Would y'all like that?
Yeah. And if you guys know of any talent, any people that make music or do stand-up like Jason and stuff, let us know. We can arrange to have put on our, you know, on our shoutcast.
Yeah, just email admin at prank. We'll do that probably, but email admin at prank. We don't want to really mix music, and we don't want to mix two or three things together. We want to be either one thing or the other, really, honestly.
It's only so we can target, you know, one specific target group. You know what I'm saying? Because if we did mix it up, I don't know, might, like Fox said a lot earlier, it might, discourage people from listening certain days, and they might not know what content's where and all that, so.
Yeah, and we got like 10,000 slots on here, so we can hold everybody. Lost audio again.
Lost audio again.
Who's with us? Your computer's being weird. We'll fix you up some other way for next week.
Need to get a mixer.
You need to decide. You need to let me clean your computer and put something better on there. Like, remotely. We'll do that after the show if you want. I can transfer something over there.
Oh, this doesn't keep happening.
I'd send you my Linux laptop I got beside me. But it's back. Okay, we're back. But what will everybody send an email to admin at Prank Session Radio with your favorite comedian? And
I don't think we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I see the thing. Go green. Let me listen. Should be back.
I don't know. My Sam's frozen, so I don't think we are.
Why is it freezing?
I don't know. This fucking stupid computer.
Hey, Todd, is you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Titus could stream our voices, but there just wouldn't be no music. We already did the intro. Do you want to do that?
No, not really.
Well, everything's going great. I don't want to end it right now.
It's just so boring without music.
Nobody hears it. I don't even hear it. I'm used to not having music.
Well, that's because you're on the call. The listeners hear it. They're used to it. Okay, I got it back up again. Hold on. What the fuck, bro? Well, let me check this again. Yeah, this thing reset again. What's the IP?
50.7.47.12.
9997?
6.
6. Password monkey?
It's back.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back. I just heard it come off. Okay, but yeah, if y'all will send a email to admin@pranksessionradio.com with your favorite comedian, we'll make sure to download all. It just died again, motherfucker. Did it die again?
Mine says encoding.
No, it's working. Okay, sorry. I'm just looking at the screen line on top of the screen. But if you'll send an email to admin@pranksessionradio.com with your favorite comedian, we'll download all their stuff and put it in stream repeats.
Yeah, and then you won't have.
Yeah, you know. They said it sounds really good now. Yeah, it's because we're bit rating at 128, and we're using high quality mics.
Sorry about the crashing. I don't know what's going on. Just, I guess, bugs because we've been gone for so long. But no, we're back on, neck on wood.
Back to the calls.
Yeah, so what do we got here? We have two tires, books for sale, two bike pro wheel locks. Security has satellite dish, leg waxing, a cat, relationship classes, LGBT youth dorms. What do you want? I don't know.
I'll take anything. Just paste it and give it.
Okay. Here, take this one. Why'd that not work? There
we go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? I'm calling about the bike pro front wheel lock.
Calling about the what?
The front wheel lock.
Oh, the wheel locks for the motorcycles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pair of them.
Can you tell me about... Go ahead.
Basically, once you bolt them down, like, to a trailer floor, if you wanted to take them out again to... See, I still have the trailer here, too, but you loosen up two nuts and just jerk them straight back and lift them out. Then the floor is clean to set things on. You know what I mean?
So I got to play with the nuts a little bit and jerk it?
Say that again?
You said I got to, like loosen up the nuts and jerk it?
Well, there's two nuts that stick up through it with wing nuts on them. When it's locked into the floor, you tighten them up. When you want to take the plates out, you just loosen them and pull the plate back, jerk the plate back toward the back and lift it out.
Well, I'd be worried I would jerk it too hard and I'd hurt it or something. I don't mind playing with the nuts, though.
Come on, let's not play jokes now. Are you interested in these things or not?
Yeah, I want it. I'll give it to my motorcycle. I'm actually at the shop right now. Here's Ryan, my motorcycle repairman. Here he is.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm the motorcycle repairman.
You interested in these motorcycle chalks?
Yeah, I'll come over there and you can jerk me off and we'll take care of that and I can take care of my nuts.
Forget it. I'll just turn this freaking number in with the police department. Never mind.
I thought you were going to play with my nuts.
I don't need
what the fuck,
that,
man?
You know,
you can't post ads on Craigslist saying you're going to play with my nuts and then I call you and you say no.
Why don't you just come right on over here and let me blow your fucking brains out? I'm a retired cop. I'd really like to get next to you. In fact, I'll have this call.
You just threatened to kill us.
Go to hell, you dumb son of a bitch, you stupid bastard.
It's the wrong button. Oh, there we go.
Is this show being recorded? We've got some gold calls tonight.
Yeah, we're on Mixler, so it's recording.
Oh my God, that I'm going to blow your fucking head off. But I'm calling the cops and reporting you while I do it.
Why I murder you?
Oh, that's funny.
I'm calling one more time. Just one more. I couldn't. Hey, the way he was saying it sounded like he was jacking something off. I couldn't get over it.
I know. I thought he was going to play with my nuts.
Canute, fuck with him.
You guys are doing a good job.
General McCormick, 4890.
Did he say General McCormick?
Or the whole thing? Thank you.
Did he say
the whole voice? Please record your message.
When
you have finished recording, you may hang on or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I like doing it.
It's retarded. It's not funny.
General.
It's not funny.
It's funny to me.
No one else is laughing.
You can't hear listeners laugh.
I don't know why you have to leave voicemails. It's like the guy from Home Alone 2 who would put socks in the sink and leave the.
I'm 29 years old. I don't watch Home Alone 2.
Like the sock, there's just no point. Or the wet hand. What do they call them? The sticky finger. I don't know.
Sticky bandits.
Sticky bandits. Yeah.
You watch Home Alone 2?
Wet bandits
every weekend.
Yeah, you stick every weekend. Yes. It's a Canadian thing. Reruns, that's all we get.
It really is, man. If I didn't live in Ontario, I wouldn't even know what that is.
He's coming to visit. Why don't y'all meet up and smoke some bud?
Oh, me and Canuck?
Mm-hmm. I'm done. He's coming to visit on Canada.
All of Canada?
I laugh at it. Okay, thank you. At least someone is laughing at the voice. I thought they were pointless. I thought they were pointless, but at least someone, you know, someone's getting enjoyment out of that, so that's the goal.
See?
I was wrong. I'm going to step back. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what else we got?
How long are we going to do? What time are we going to do this show to? Because I'm going to fix your Sam tonight.
Just, let's worry about it later. I don't know. We'll go until we get bored.
Okay, so about 5 minutes. Okay, numbers.
Yeah, 15 more minutes. Books for sale. I don't know what's wrong with Sam.
Sam's a bad man.
He is a bad man. I want to get some pasta. I'm hungry. I need dinner.
Oh, God. You ate more than a fucking pig in the sunshine. I don't know why you're not fat or something.
I eat more than a grazing pig.
I'm going to take some Tramadol. My leg is killing me.
Okay. To the calls.
Well, I'm writing for it.
I posted you a number.
Okay, whoever wants it, go. I just did one.
I'll take it. Call it.
Maybe Aaron or True might want
it. Oh, you guys want it? Feel free.
Aaron, you take it.
Aaron, you want to call? Okay, never mind. They both said.
Hi, this is the Rossi family. Sorry we're unavailable to take your call right now. If you want to leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Death Fox played us.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, hang up or press pound for further options.
Hello. I would like to... Man.
What?
Ruin my message.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
How did I ruin it?
I was going to ask to join their family. They sound so nice.
That burp stuffed you cold.
I know, really.
It did. I was like, man, it killed my dog.
Oh, we have two tires.
Here you go. I'll call the free satellite. I keep looking at this Anivia skin. If any of y'all play League of Legends, tell me because I want to play with you.
Fucking audio died again.
You sure? Because it's green for me. No,
okay,
it's working.
It's
working. It says it's working.
I turned it on and heard it.
Yeah, if any of y'all played League of Legends, tell me, I'll play with you. Satellite dish didn't answer this call. I guess you
don't get that many numbers.
We'll go Aaron. To run out.
Yeah, let's do that. Aaron's good.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I ain't gonna try anymore. You broke my balls. We had 11 listeners a few minutes ago before it died. Now there's just 4.
I don't know what's wrong with Sam.
Sam's a bad man. When you say that, it might as well be talking to me. I'll fix it for you, don't worry.
That's the guy that called complaining. Okay. I'll talk to him.
I'm sorry.
Damn, he didn't answer.
The voice mailbox to talk to that guy. Has not been set up yet.
Oh. I did that one. Skateboards. And Rasta colors. This one. All right, call that.
Yes, sir. This is for you, Starling. Go with
it. What is it? Oh, okay, never mind.
So I thought it was for Starling.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, let me see. Let me go through Aaron's numbers. We have a switchboard in here. Railroad ties.
Yeah, let's move to hotels. Let's do hotels.
Hold on. 65 a week. Here, try this for, or no, that's not, I don't know.
I'm gonna do hotels.
Try, run through these real quick, then we'll do hotels.
Yes, master.
No, I'm just saying, just we get them out of the way and we know if they're an answer.
Yes.
There's just like a few of them.
I said those, okay, sir.
A few of them are businesses, then why not?
Yes, sir.
You have reached.
Yeah, it's like that one.
What's the other one, sir?
Right underneath.
Yeah, let's prank call. Some place that can sue us, like LGBT place.
We love you too. Much love. Thank you for listening. Yes, call.
That didn't go through. Sorry, call.
Sorry. Oh, it's what voice notes? It's okay. Oh, you sent one in? If you want, you can PM it to me in the chat. Check the email and click that.
Yeah, all you gotta do is click his name in the chat. The other one's an invalid phone number.
Alright, we'll just do Buzzcracker's number and then we'll do some hotels.
Yes, sir.
It didn't have the one at the front, that's why.
All my computers, they are so damn slow. All my computers are so damn slow. I wanna take them and throw them out the fucking window.
Why don't you get one of those free computers for being in college? Everybody down here gets them free.
I'll get financial aid.
You need to get one of those checks.
Hey, call this.
Yeah, I'm calling Andy in place.
Plus side ones. I have to piss.
I'll do the plus size one.
Or you know, you put the one. You put the one. You put the one. Don't be sorry. You put the one. Don't apologize. But you will submit.
Why do I get the fat person call?
Word of the night, submit. The word of the night. Whatever happened to Fox's killer tonight? I'm gonna stop talking.
You cried too much when I did.
Thanks for calling, Catherine. So we fit you beautifully. This is the last way.
Yeah, I was looking for some good plus size clothes for myself.
Okay.
We
got sizes. We start at
14, 16. Well, what size in women's would I be? I'm 480 pounds.
Well, we go up to a 5X. We got 4X and 5X, which is like...
I need a good summer dress.
It'd be like 18, 20, 22, 23, 24, 36.
My breast size is, like, 36C.
Okay, so there might be the, 4X, 5X.
No, I wear at least a 6.
Yeah, we don't have it up that far.
I thought, are you calling me fat? I thought this was plus size.
No, on the size, of the sizes.
Where would I have to call, where would I, what, I need women's clothing for myself.
Maybe if you look online, you might be able to see some sizes that we don't have, that we don't carry.
Do you have a poncho I could just throw over myself?
No. Doesn't have to be that bad.
Well, apparently it has to be.
Well, you might check it out. You know, if you come on in, we can see.
If I try on some of the dresses and they rip, do I have to pay for them?
Well, we'd probably be able to tell if they were going to fit before.
I tried to put on 5X once, and I sucked in my gut, but when I let the gut out, it busted open.
Oh, no. Yeah, you might have to go with maybe tailoring.
I don't want, do you tailor?
No, I don't. But there's lots, sometimes you can do,
Do I buy, 50 feet of, cloth and they make one shirt with it or something?
Yeah, you know, like people who do tailoring.
50 feet of cloth for one shirt?
You know, it's like the, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
I'm going to put you on with my husband, Canuck. He's my gay husband. Here he is.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, I was saying we go up to 5X.
You don't have 6?
I don't have 6.
She's a big woman.
You might be able to look online and see.
Do you think she might be able to fit into a 5? Squeeze in?
I would think that would be it. And the other option I'm thinking of is tailors. You know, like they have... The clean places, like dry cleaning places, sometimes have tailoring.
You guys don't do that?
We don't. I do have an associate that's a tailor in the Navy, on the base. And she's not here. So I could ask her, and she would probably know.
Can I ask you what you said to my wife? Because she's crying now.
I didn't say anything that was... hurtful. I just said that we went up to a size 5. We didn't have over that.
So you called her fat?
No, I said we didn't have over size 5.
You called her a fat cunt, she said.
No, she said, are you trying to say I'm fat? I'm like, no.
No, she said you called her a Snorlax.
A what?
A Snorlax? Why are you laughing, ma'am?
I don't even know what that is.
You're laughing about calling my wife a Snorlax?
I didn't call her anything.
Then why is she crying after getting off the phone with you?
I have no idea.
Is your manager...
If she wanted to come in the store and try some of the dresses that we have, sometimes they're cut a little bit more generous than other stores. She might be able to get one that fits good.
Yeah, but then you called her a Snorlax and said you're going to capture her in a double XL clothes to battle other Snorlaxes.
No, I don't think so. You have a good night, though.
No. Can I speak to your manager?
Hang on, just 1 second.
Thank you.
Ask her if she's over.
You take over.
Okay. That was funny, dude.
Oh, I almost fucking lost it.
What are you talking about, my skin?
Because you say skin, like skin.
Man, I want that so bad.
Do you buy me my skin, Dozer? Hey, Dozer. Dozer, you there, man? Dozer?
Ask her if a fire-type Snorlax will beat a water-type Snorlax.
What the fuck is a Snorlax? I don't even know what the fuck
it's the biggest fat Pokemon that sleeps and you have to have a Pokéfleet to move it.
So big you have to use it.
It's only attacks or sleep, body slam, and eat.
Like how she didn't even phase her that you called me your gay husband.
Yeah.
Are they still there?
That's legit.
And I don't sound like a female, I'm pretty sure. number.
She also didn't care about that.
Guest 372, go make an account. We know who you are.
Did she hang up? We're going to call her back. We don't like waiting.
He's got a number.
Yeah, you know, he PM'd it to me. What's this? You calling back?
I'll show you a Snorlax in the chat.
You gotta start crying.
Somebody needs to mute their thing because I hear the beeping of the chat. That's a Snorlax. You say the Snorlax in the chat?
Seems happy.
Yeah, all he does is sleep. He's really strong.
Looks Asian.
Don't call me Asian hubby.
All right, let's
Well, that was fun, guys. We'll do this again next Friday.
No, we're not done. We do it at hotels.
Oh, yes, master.
What the fuck?
Snorlax is ready for bed.
No, I'm just ready to get this going.
What do you mean we are going?
Put the number.
Damn, dude, it's so snippy. We can't talk for a minute?
We gotta get this call done. We gotta gift me. Then I gotta.
Whoa, guest. Just we're not leaving.
Why do you gotta rush things, dude? No.
Because you'll never do it if I don't rush it.
Do what? Oh, fucking pay your bill and buy your stupid fucking whatever it's called, the dragon.
It's a ice phoenix.
Yeah. All right. Where's the hotel? Motel 6.
1700 Club.
No, it's a different one. We don't call them anymore.
I'll let you handle it, Master.
Stop calling me that. Call me fucking Dozer.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Eastern.
Sensei. Take first call.
You can call me that.
You wish you had the knowledge to take me. I was just... Fuck shit. I'm here for you and the fans.
Hi, you've reached Manuel. Please leave a message.
Oh, the fuck? Fuck you.
Voicemails aren't funny.
I know.
Hello. Thank you for calling Studio 6, East Brunswick. Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail.
Okay. Call that one below it.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 East Brunswick. If you know the room number of the guest...
Chase moved though. Left.
No. Listeners are still there.
Yes, this is Steve. Sorry, Mr. Call.
Will they turn this into a residential hotel?
For real, dude. Everybody's got a fucking...
I've never heard voicemails on that.
Especially every single room.
Hello. One moment, please. Yes.
We're in bad luck with these hotels tonight.
Let's just call. Oh, that's just a. No, we'll get somebody here.
Hello.
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 Yes, sir. How you doing today? This is Johnny from the front desk.
Yeah.
We've been getting reports of you not paying your bill.
Huh?
We've been getting reports of you not paying your bill.
Yeah, pay these.
Did he say pay these?
He said pay these, and he hung up the phone.
You can have it now. Call him back.
Don't, whoever did that, don't post numbers in the chat. That we're not going to call it, period. Make an account, PM it to me.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Or give the request to Frank.
Maryland. One moment, please.
What?
Yo, room 123. You're not paying the fucking bill, dude. We're going to have to come kick you out.
Come kick me out, then.
Nah, listen, I'm going to send security down right now. This is Ryan. This is Ryan from the front desk. Okay, I'm gonna transfer you over to the security office. And they're gonna take care of you this evening.
Hey, yo, this security.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Hey, man, they conference me down from the front desk. I'm down here in the security office. They saying you ain't paying your bill, but that can't be true. I know you. You a cool dude.
Okay, what's the problem?
They say you ain't paying it, so they want me to come down there and, you know, and bust your ass up and drag you out.
Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I'll be at front desk in one motherfucking second.
Why you gonna do that?
I'll be at front desk in one motherfucking second.
That's we'll be right. Waiting for you, nigga.
Yeah, bring it.
I'm bringing it.
All right. Oh, shit.
Call the front desk.
Oh, yeah, I can pretend to be him.
Yeah, say you're angry and you're black and you're ready.
Come the fuck down.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Boston.
It's that black lady. Just, I'm going to hang up because she knows all of us.
You have entered an invalid extension number. Please try again. One moment, please.
Switchboards are too tempting.
Hello.
Yes, room 121.
Yes.
This is Ryan calling down from the front desk.
Yes.
Hi, is everything okay in there this evening, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, have you used the toilet this evening? Have you flushed anything down? Ma'am? Hello? What the fuck? I must be giving out memos. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. One moment, please.
Yes, this is Ryan Dozier calling down from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
Yes, room 306 now. Have you used the facilities this evening, sir?
Have I used what?
The toilet facilities in the room. No. Have you used them today, sir?
No.
You haven't? Okay, very well. Okay, good. What's going on is the rooms next to you are flooded right now, sir.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you on with my manager, and he's going to need you to put you through a few... Are you hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to transfer you to the manager, okay, sir?
See the manager about what?
About the floods in the room next to you, because they think you did them.
Well,
hey, Patton. Hey, Patton.
I ain't used the toilet.
Sir?
Hey, Patton, mine too.
Sir? Hey, uh-huh. This is Patton Fox, a manager. What have you been doing?
What you mean, what I've been doing? I just checked in this room.
Sir, can you please take a calmer tone?
Well, I'm just saying, ain't nobody use no toilet.
Well, we've been, the rooms around here are flooded, and we've been getting reports
of
you.
My room ain't flooded.
Of course it's not, because we've been getting reports that you obviously have been stuffing toilet paper in large quantities down the toilet to stop it
up.
I
just got in this room. I ain't even used the bathroom yet. Ain't nobody stuck no toilet paper down nothing.
Sir, the language. This is a family.
I'm just telling you that I didn't.
But you said the D word, and this is a family-run motel, sir?
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 I'm listening. What'd you say?
We're going to have to evict you from the room if you keep using such language and does not and
what
do not work with
I
me.
What language I used in here? I ain't used no language.
You're speaking Ebonics and you're cussing at me. And
I'm not cussing at you. I said I did not use the bathroom. I haven't used this bathroom. I didn't even took a shower.
We have cameras that go through the sewer pipes, and we know that you have been stuffing toilet paper down the toilets. I'm going to give you to my security officer. And he will give you the process of taking you out of there. His name is Desmond. Here he is.
All right, what's going on, bro? This is Desmond in security.
Sir?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Nothing, man. He said I've been stuffing toilet paper down the toilet or something. I don't know.
What in the hell?
He said that the room next door flooded or something. But I'm saying, what they got to do with my room? My room ain't flooded. I have not...
They accusing you of doing something that you didn't do? What the hell?
Desmond,
what are they doing that for?
Desmond, you're not supposed to conversate. You're supposed to evict.
All right. Hold on. Real quick, customer. You're in room 306, correct?
Sir?
You're in room 306, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me type down the computer real quick. My boss is away for a minute. I'm gonna see. Yeah, it's saying right here on my maintenance computer.
I haven't been stuffing nothing down the toilet, sir.
No, yeah, I know. It's saying you just checked in like a little while ago.
That's right.
Have you even used the toilet?
No, sir.
Yeah, because you just got here, man. So, I don't know.
I haven't used the toilet, so I don't know why he's trying to say, like, I've been stuffing stuff down the toilet. I haven't.
All right, hold on one second. Let me talk to him real quick. Hold on one second. Hey, yo, Patton. He just admitted to me. He admitted to me that he flushed all the stuff down there, and he admitted that all
it
that
he's, he, he's I, going. I sent him to you so you could take him out of the room. Go up there, make him pack his bags. Do not give him a refund and get him out of there.
He's going to pay for it too. He said.
Okay. Do it.
All right, sir.
Sir.
All right. Yeah, we just need you to pack up all your things and come down here real fast.
Man, I'm just gonna get my refund.
I don't know nothing about that. You could talk to him when you come down here.
Refund, sir. This is the general manager. No refund because you destroyed property.
Man, I didn't destroy nothing. There ain't nothing in my room.
Y'all
come up here and look. I ain't even put no toilet paper down no room.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. I'm gonna give y'all back to Patton because he got security down here now, and they talking about coming up there and busting down the door. Hold on one second.
Well, I'm going to call the police, so this ain't right. Well,
you can call whoever you wish, but just know you are on our property, and the moment we don't want you here is the moment we have the right to refuse you.
So I should be able to get my money back then.
You can have your money back if you pay for the thousands of dollars it's going to cost us to root all the
pots. Man, I ain't paying for nothing because I ain't did nothing.
Okay, then. You're right. You can stay.
He bought that whole fucking thing.
Yeah, dude. I just wanted to say, you're right, you can stay. You're right. We never do that, you know. Okay, you're right. You can
stay. Right. That was good. I like that. Yeah, press one if you enjoyed that. That was funny. That's those hotel calls. They take a minute to get, but when you get one, I mean, they're 9 times out of 10, you know, they're just too good. I don't know. I love those. My favorite. But
I was like, you're right, you can say.
Yeah, we never do that.
Sure.
You want to try?
Here we go. That dude was cool. He didn't cuss no more after I got on to him about it.
If you look in the buddy list for that account, there's two.
I'm fine with 1700.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. If you know your party's room number, you may dial.
One moment, please.
Enigma's here. What's up, Enigma? Where have you been, man? We've seen you around us forever. I think Fox needs you to update something on the site. Yeah, it's delayed by, like, a lot. It's okay. As long as it's working.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Hmm.
One moment, please.
Yeah, no worries, man. I understand. We're on vacation anyway. I'm just watching your boss.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message and they will respond if... One moment, please.
Somebody mute their mic because I hear the bumping. Like, don't mute it. Just turn down your back volume.
One moment, please.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland.
One moment, please.
Hello, and thank you for calling the
Motel. All right, we should do another motel. No one's answering.
If you know your party's room number, you may dial it now.
One moment, please.
What numbers you trying?
All over the board.
Okay, we'll try this other one.
Try the Toronto M6.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississippi. Our office is currently closed. Our office...
being answered by the guest. Your call is being transferred to an operator. Please wait.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississauga.
Being answered by
the guest
email system. No message recorded.
Did I hang up?
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississauga. If you know your party's room or extension...
Música de Harry Fraud.
Your call is being answered by
the fucking guest voice. I don't know. Call one of the hotels they have in that buddy list.
Which one?
Look in the buddy list. There's Silver Saddle and one more. Never ending something.
Post the number, man, and I click it.
I don't have them because they're in that buddy list.
I don't have that open no more either.
Just click contacts.
Oh, the...
Yeah, there you go. There's two in there. You tell me I'm bad at computers. Can't even find the contacts now.
Can't even tell me what you're talking about.
Hello, and thank you for calling award-winning Motel 6 Saskatoon. You are being transferred to 110. For more about additional savings at Motel 6 Saskatoon and Tim Hortons, visit our website at www.motel. That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest. That extension is not valid. Please try again.
What's going on tonight?
You are being transferred to a guest.
Somebody said we should call Burger King.
Yeah, I told Jason with PM.
Yeah, free boozy.
You are being transferred to the operator.
We shout that out more than any other show out there. Free Boosie.
Hey, Nate's come on.
Good
our
evening, Motel 6 Saskatoon. Brenda speaking. How can I help you?
Free Boosie, Brenda. What's going on tonight? How are you doing?
It's going.
Good.
How can I help you?
Oh, no, very well. I'm trying to reach my cousin. He's in there. He's in, I think it's room 224. If you wouldn't mind forwarding me, that'd be great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
What's his name?
Well, see, I'm in the hotel right now, and I'm trying to get a hold. I was knocking on doors. I was going around. I knocked on 208, 210, 212, 214, 216, 218, 220, and 226 or something like that, and he wasn't answering. So now I just figured I'd call them and try to get a hold of him.
Okay, and what's his name?
I haven't seen him in like 20 years. I don't know. He used aliases. I think his name's Alan, but he could have used the name Enigma. I don't know.
What's the last name he's under?
The last name is probably... I don't know. I was knocking on doors. I guess, you know what? I'll just go knock on a few more doors. It's fine.
Actually, we don't recommend that you do that.
Well, I've been doing it.
What his name is.
I know, but you're not very helpful. That's the thing. We haven't talked in like 20 years, so I'm not exactly sure what alias he's using at the moment.
Hey, bro, I got an air horn. We can just run around with an air horn.
Oh, that's a good idea. We have an air horn.
Or I can have the police here and take care of that.
What, for an air horn?
This is a motel. People are trying to sleep, and some people have children.
Says who?
Not to mention there are dogs, and they start barking.
That's not my problem. I'm trying to find my brother.
It will be if somebody sets off an air horn.
What are you talking? Well, we're just going to set it off in the room then. We're going to sing Kumbaya and blare the air horn.
I'm sure the police will find that fascinating.
Will they?
Do they know you're such a fat cunt?
Smells like fish.
I'm sorry. She's a cunt.
She was a cunt. She had somebody to tell her that. We got a number. It's ghetto as hell. Ghetto as hell. Hopefully it is. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me put the plus one. Okay, here we go. Call that.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Bam. Bam.
PSR challenge. Whoever goes to an air horn or a hotel and blows off an air horn and videotapes it will send you something.
I thought it was funny. I have an air horn.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, do you guys have that 40-piece McNugget with the gallon of sweet tea deal?
No. That's over.
Shit. It's over?
Yep.
Okay, how much would it cost to get like a few gallons of sweet tea and like 40 nuggets?
40 nuggets and one. You can buy the... You have 20-piece... special for $4.99.
Oh shit, that's cheap. Is that even real chicken?
What? That's chicken nuggets we're talking about.
Okay, cool. So
you can
now
buy two of those. It'll be like, you know, $9-$10.
Okay, I'm gonna come up there. I'm in the parking lot. We have an air horn. and we're just going to start blaring the air horn until you bring us free food. I'm in the parking lot, so I'm waving at you.
Okay.
So I'm going to start blaring. I'm going to...
Fuck. Dude, nobody likes air horns. I wish I had an air horn sound effect.
People get all offended. Let me try and find one real quick.
Call that cunt lady back and blow the air horn, like, sound thing.
We should call back the Reverend.
Oh, yes.
We just want to see if you're still awake. Who's D12?
Just get an air horn app on your phone.
That's the ass I'm doing. I got one right here. Oh, here we go. I like to set alarm clocks next to bombs where there's safety reactors. Oh, shit, you should videotape that. I'd love to put that on the channel if you would let us. That'd be
we'll
fun.
Put it on our YouTube and get a lot of views.
Give all credit to you, of course.
Really nope. Made I'll say I did it.
Just take full credit.
He called the motel lady back.
Okay, yeah, call her. Give me the number.
Yeah.
Put it closer to the mic so it sounds distorted.
I thought you abandoned us, D12.
No, I haven't. I've been really busy lately.
Yeah, maybe this weekend or something you can put the 420 show on the one we're doing now. It'd be on Mixler. You still got all that info, don't you?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You like that chat? I actually got the Bark devs to embed that custom for us.
Yeah, it's cool that that yellow on white though is fucking nice.
Oh yeah, they told me we're one of the biggest sites they have it on, so they told us anything I want they'll do, and I told them I want them to change that and make it so I can have as many mods as I want. And they said they'll have that within a week or so.
That's cool.
Nice. Okay, here you go. Yeah, because I want to make you in security and Adam. Sterling.
Hello, and thank
pick
you
an
for
avatar.
Award-winning motel.
I know, Sterling, make a name already, bro. For real.
He's got a name. He needs an avatar.
You are being transferred to a guest.
There's a lot of people in chat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So, in order to that is
a good number.
That extension is not valid. Please try again.
Just take me to zero.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Good evening, Motel 6 Saskatoon. Brenda speaking. How can I help you?
It'll sound loud enough, honestly.
I know. It's like going on my phone. That's fine.
Here, we'll do the Silver Saddle Motel. It's in the list, too. I found the most disgusting gift, and I'm going to post it in that chat, and y'all are all going to throw up.
Blue waffle.
Nope.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm upstairs. I need some more ice.
What?
This is that lady where we convinced her about that daughter, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm your daughter's boyfriend. Hello? Listen, I've been dating your daughter for quite a long time now. And, you know, she just doesn't think it's traditional enough for us not to let you know. And she wanted me to tell you, you know, that we're dating. I'm porking her. I mean, it's all good.
She's pregnant.
She's gone. There's Sterling. There you go. There you go. Awesome, buddy. Looks great.
Okay, y'all go back to get disgusted when I show y'all this picture. Don't ask me why I have it. I was on 4chan.
What the fuck, dude? Why
read it, read it, wait,
shit?
Read it.
Why?
No, I'm not
why?
Gonna fucking open it, bro. You're posting gay porn in the chat. Dude, you to get people out of here, dude. No, I'm getting rid of that, bro. You're officially on my on my suspicion list, bro. You reference being gay way too much. I think you're a faggot.
I am. I'm coming out on air. Is that a problem?
Yeah. I guess not. I mean, the basketball player that are. Okay, listen, I didn't have a problem with it. You can't get personal with that shit. Keep it to yourself, especially the fucking gifts. Keep the gifts to yourself.
I'm just kidding. Evil, if you'll click your blue avatar, you can upload one. I want everybody to have avatars.
Just not that one.
Yeah, just nothing like that, please.
I thought it was hilarious. I'm not gay.
If you could have just told us what it was and read the caption. I don't know. Did anybody actually open that and read the caption? Because I sure as hell did.
I quickly switched that.
I deleted it as quick as I could.
We need more numbers. Here's a never-ending Canadian switchboard again.
All right, we'll try and put a number off
there. Here, I'll put a girl in there with y'all. Y'all like girls. I like girls too, by the way.
Yeah, post some girl gifts. There we go. There's a lot of those on Tumblr.
Hello, and thank you for calling award-winning Motel 6 Saskatoon with Tim Hortons.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Handicap accessible room, 24-hour guest laundry and internet station, 24-hour color photocopying.
That extension is not valid. Please try again.
Oh, fuck.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Guests are welcome to make the smart choice for savings and convenience. Motel 6 Saskatoon and Tim Hortons. As a
that extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to.
Can you make the chat any bigger?
You can drag it down there.
You are being transferred
down
to 6.
Award-winning Motel 6 Saskatoon.
That's just the default.
Mix a little relaxation into your busy.
There's
schedule.
A
the
draggable.
That mailbox is full and cannot accept any new messages.
It's not
please
working
try anymore. Again at another time.
Yeah, I had him fix the whiz.
You may enter another extension now. For assistance, you are being transferred.
I'll leave it on this. What do you guys think? Like the chat in the middle or on the side?
It works better on cell phones in the middle. I've had a lot of people tell me that.
That extension is not valid. Please try again.
It was a pop-up on the cell phone. It was just weird.
You are being transferred to
this gift is for Dozer.
At Motel 6 with Tim Hortons on site, ready to serve.
There we go.
24 hours. As always, we'll leave
right
the
in the eye.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
Literally right in the eye.
Thank you for calling. We look forward to
know
talking
know.
With
you. You are being transferred to the operator.
Call the next number. I don't know.
Hey, let's call that one guy back. What's his name? The really main one.
Oh, let me scroll up here and grab it. Let's see. I'm looking.
There's a lot of people in the chat. How many of this?
There's a reverend there. Oh, you got it already? Oh, yeah, Reverend James.
Let's somebody else. D, you'll like this person.
Who?
I said D, you'll like this person. It's both.
Free Boosie. Yeah.
Hey, Free Max B. What's up? What's up, boss?
Hey, who's that?
Hey, what's good, man? This Grandmaster Swaggin calling y'all. I'm trying to get involved with the church y'all got going on down there, Reverend James. I got y'all number from my dude.
What?
I got y'all number from my dude. This Reverend James, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he told me that y'all sent him some money or something if he joined the church. So I'm joining this stuff because I'm trying to get some free money and get more in touch with God.
Oh, yeah. No one said anything about dying. No way. There's a large collection for the same group of people that said one thing or the other. I'm still trying to gather what your friends have to say.
That's the thing, though. My cousin called y'all. He said that y'all sent him a check. Can y'all cut me a check real quick, G? That's all I'm trying to get to the point here, man. I mean, I'll join your church. I'll do whatever, but just can you cut me a check real quick?
Do what now? Hold on a second, dude. I can barely hear you.
They said that y'all was going to cut me a check. I'm from the National African American Communist Party.
Oh, okay.
And they said that y'all was going to cut me a check because y'all wanted to donate for to the communist cause.
Give me an address, and I will send you a check in the mail.
All right, real quick here. Let me get you a
It's address. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, sir.
Okay.
And you can send me a check.
Here, let me give you my address.
We've already given it to us, man. Shut your damn fucking mouth. We don't want to hear your hillbilly speech again. It's all fucking good.
Okay, so it's the same tough guy routine I just heard a minute ago, right?
Nah. This is cousin. My name's Richie.
Okay, Richie what?
Richie Rich. That's my street name. You want my real name?
Okay, because you use the straight G, right?
My real name's Death Star Jones.
Oh, Death Star Jones. Yeah. You know what I hear about this, Death Star? Is I see about a group of about, seven or eight different fucking douchebag liberal, skinny kids that don't fit into their own college, college situation. They just like to fit into high school. That don't have anything better to do but be a little, liberal douchebag that look up, anybody that is, opposite of what their parents were. Their parents were white, Republicans.
You on to me, man. You got me. You caught me in the act. But, listen, they were saying that y'all voted for Obama, man. And they were saying that y'all voted for Obama.
Did anything I say was wrong?
Would you do me a favor? Can you say one?
Talk, Jesus.
You always talk. Just let me say something. That's my zing of the night.
You always say, to my fucking calls, though, get it.
Because we're the only one that do calls. We're the only ones that does calls. But,
so all I hear is a big sausage fest with a bunch of douchebags. You're proving exactly what they said.
Put this motherfucker in his place.
All I want him to do is say one paragraph without liberal or communism in it.
Pathetic guys that can't go out and get pussy. Okay? My wife's sitting right here. Okay?
Let me talk to your wife.
Yes.
Can we talk to your wife?
She's
listening.
I'm
basically
listening to the whole thing.
I wanted to flip the script on these fucking hillbillies.
That first piece of pussy you've heard all night,
is that an Australian accent?
Your wife's a cunt.
How many abortions has she had this year alone?
She's whipping around you. Is there any women around you?
Yeah, baby, what's up?
That's a fucking dude acting like that.
Is it true, though, you really do, you've inbred with all your children, so your sons are actually your uncles or something weird like that?
That's the same. You have nothing. You're a college intellectual.
You said you have five kids.
Right?
What? I can't even understand I don't know. This guy's really fucked up right now. So... I don't know. Somebody else talked to him. I don't know what to say to him anymore. Obviously, he's on to us. So, I mean, there's no point in trying to, make him mad or anything. He's already pretty pissed. He's been giving us his fucking speech for 20 fucking minutes.
Can you text us pictures of your wife?
Sure.
His wife's probably the same one that he goes up to milk every morning.
Cameras are big enough.
No, I have a wife, but I'm not prank calling you with a fucking room full of guys acting like they're women.
I am a girl, sir.
Your wife's a
girl. Yeah, that you're fat, and and very. If you're the woman in that
Reverend, want to know something?
Go ahead.
Your wife's a cunt.
Okay.
Hey, will you tell us a little bit about? Will you tell us a little bit about the church, though? Honestly, we have listeners on the show that want to hear what the ideology behind it is.
You have no intelligence basis to understand what I'm talking about.
No, I think you're the far behind.
Okay. From what I hear, 9 male voices. one, either man acting like a woman or very manly a woman.
Okay, we get it. You keep repeating everything you say. But let us know a little bit about this church that you believe that you have your phone number and your address.
How do you feel?
Because I'll bet you $100 that Jesus hates you. Jesus hates you. I'll bet you $100 about that. Because you're a fucking racist motherfucker. So tell us a little bit about this religion you believe.
He knows that he's wrong.
That's why.
Sir, do you know what 1484 means? 14/84
1488, you dumbass.
Oh, hell, Hitler. You're a fucking con. Oh, okay.
He's the fucking communist motherfucker.
I wanted you to correct me. Actually, 1484 means, Hell Jesus Christ. It's the KKK motto, but 1488 is Hell Hitler.
Creator, you dumbass. You're calling a creator. I don't believe in Jesus, you dumb bastard. Okay,
so
how stupid are you? You're a Klansman.
He goes around claiming his beliefs that he knows nothing about. That's the thing that drives me nuts about these people. They believe in all this shit. They don't know what it's really about, and yet they believe with their whole lives into it. It makes no fucking sense. This guy's a complete fucking retard.
He's a neo-Nazi. Google for
okay. What do you believe? Tell me what you believe.
I don't gotta prove nothing to you. You're the one who's already proven to me that you're a complete fucking illiterate dumbass, okay?
Oh, okay. Now, I already have a college degree.
You claim to be a reverend, and yet you have all these fucking radical fucking ideas. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay,
I am an improved person. You're a fucking brainwashed, damaged person. That's all you fucking are. You're a brainwashed, damaged shell of an old man.
I can expose who I am. Who are you?
You're a brainwashed, damaged shell of an old man.
When you lay your head down at night, you have to understand you're a coward. Who are you? If you're an educated man, tell me who you are.
Sir.
Silence.
Your wife's a fucking cunt.
You're a coward.
How many times you read Mein Kampf, dude?
I don't. I'm not a Nazi.
Well, you know 1488. Dog. You obviously are.
Oh, because I got that tattooed on me in prison back in the 90s, back when you were still shitting in your diapers.
Sir, I'm an adult. Why would you get 1488? Why would you get Hell Hitler tattooed on you, basically, if you're not a Nazi?
It's not fucking
dumbass. I've already pointed that out. He doesn't know what he believes in, but he thinks he does, and he puts his whole life into it. Yet he's completely fucking blind. That's what this guy is.
Okay. You know what? I'm sitting here with my wife. Yeah, you prank phone call.
See, she's the one I feel bad for, though. I can't
the
even imagine how you treat that fucking piece of ass.
Grow a set of testicles. Do you have a set of testicles?
Plenty. I really feel bad for your wife, though, bro. You got to beat that fucking
horse. Who are you? Where are you?
I mean, those white trash guys, they really give their wives a beating. You probably take her out on the motorcycle and smoke meth and all that shit.
You are far. Tell me where you are.
If you're so tough, tell us where you are.
Love this. Hi, Jackie. I love this. Where are you?
Give us your address. You're the tough guy.
1233 Holiday Drive, Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, you're in Illinois? I'm near you, motherfucker.
Come on.
We're a radio station based out of Mexico City. You are live on 95.5. The Ola.
I'm sitting outside of my fucking house. Shut up.
How fast can you get to Chicago, dude?
In your testicle.
I love how he was like, at the end of that, he was like, shut up.
I will come to you.
Can you get to Chi-Town pretty fast?
What?
Can you get to Chicago? Can you get to Chicago pretty fast?
I'm supposed to come to you.
I'm at 600 North Clark Street. I'm at 600 North Clark Street in Chicago.
Yeah, come to us.
60610. Come do it, dude.
Well, I'm supposed to come to you?
Yeah, our radio station's open right now. Come on. We won't call cops or nothing.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'm supposed to be up at Union Station next week. Okay?
Okay.
Come down to Union Station at the Great Hall at BB.
What time?
Okay.
What time and day?
Okay. Thursday next week around noon.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a bunch of fucking Mexicans, you fucking Nazi. You know why? Because them Mexicans will beat your ass. And then, you know what? You know what, you fucking Nazi? When you hit them, shut up. When you hit those Mexicans, they're going to claim hate crimes against you and get your ass put in prison again so you can get ass fucked.
Yeah, because the Nazis.
Because you had to prank call Nazis in the middle of fucking night because your wife.
He just admitted he is a Nazi.
Fucking commie bitch.
Your ideas are so behind, bro. Get with it. The world will never be completely fucking serious. What kind of dumbass shit is this?
We're going to bring it to you, too, so when you hit that Jew, you'll get hate crime laws and go to jail for 25 years.
It's these kind of people that give the South a bad name. It's these kind of people right here that give the South a bad name.
He's a very typical
over 30 male hillbilly living somewhere in the Midwest or South in the United States. He's a very typical one. So everybody listening outside of the country, this is a very typical example, a very stereotypical example, and he makes the rest of the South look bad. And he has
fucking psychological everything. And rile up the goyim to attack the white man.
As you see here, people, he's exhibiting his hatred towards everything.
You're Jewish, right?
We're all Jewish, correct?
He's in his natural habitat.
What does that matter? You're Jewish. You're calling me from a fucking pseudo phone number. I am so intimidated. By men that call up,
we rule the world, and you're a Nazi, and you have threatened us, and we can hate crime law you.
Okay, well then come at me there, Jew.
Oh, you called me a Jew, hate crime.
I don't give a fuck, motherfucker, I done 6 years in prison behind the wall.
You mean you did 6 years on a black guy's dick?
That was good.
That explains it.
No. I got my tattoos in Statesville.
You got
tattoos. Years.
You are aware in jail, which I have been, that even if you have the...
I told you who I am. You know who I am. And you're calling me a Heidi. Who you are. Tell me who you are.
Even in jail, all the Nazis mixed with the Mexicans to buy drugs and all that bullshit.
Yes, you do. You've been watching too much fucking Discovery Channel, punk.
No, we haven't, because you're the minority in all the jails, you stupid motherfucker, and you have to survive by
really?
Banging black
really?
Ants
I
off.
Got my tattoos you're in so jail, f- and
yeah.
I never worked in the back shift.
You're so stupid. We'll meet you where you want to meet. I'm
stupid, okay? I'm stupid, but everything I say, you can't prove wrong. And you're called a pseudo fucking boy, voicemail, phone up.
How many dicks do you suck for that tattoo?
Well, you know what? Bring me your dick, and I'll show you how to write a bit.
Mexicans will kick your ass, because they rule the world.
Come on, tell me who you are.
Me? My name is John Froman.
John what?
Froman, F-R-O-M-E-N.
Where are you from, John?
Chicago, Illinois.
My address is
600 North Clark Street.
Okay. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, and it's on West Ontario Avenue.
Right.
Yeah, it's on West Ontario Street. It's right off West Erie, too.
You're south at ARA.
Well, come on, dude. We're calling from a...
All right, we're going to move on. We will see you at Union Station. We will see you at Union Station. We'll talk to you later, bro.
Why did Power jump out of my house? Do you go to John Alexander's house? You go to fucking Ron Rules, you go to fucking Will Weidenberger's, but you don't come to my house.
You want us to come on your property so you can legally shoot us, you dumb fuck. Meet somewhere neutral.
I got seven felonies on my record. I can't own a gun. I don't have a gun here.
You don't have seven felonies? Stop lying. If you had seven felonies...
Guys, give me a fucking headache.
If you had seven felonies... I'm sorry, but if you had seven felonies, he'd be in line.
And meet me one-on-one. Anywhere.
I just gave you my address, sir.
It's 600 North Clark Street, Chicago. It's right.
Oh yeah, go up to the majority gay anti-racist area. Yeah, fucking pathetic asshole.
Is this all you guys who comes home at night, drinks a 12-pack, beats his wife, stays up till 3, goes to work at 4, works at the car factory. You know, he's one of these.
If he had 7 felonies, he would go to jail forever due to the 3 felony law.
This is the action of the anti-racist action, okay? Voter ass.
Most definitely. He is digging his attention right now. Totally, Jason.
Oh, a set of testicles and meet up with me.
We told you we would 20 fucking minutes ago. Thank God. Okay, fine.
For the record, if anybody has 7 felonies, you're going to life in prison after 3 felonies.
Doesn't matter what fucking state you're in. That was full of shit.
All it takes is 3 felonies and you're going to prison for life.
Huh. Well, that was a fucking quite a loud note to end on. Should we end there or should we keep going?
Did you like how I exposed him as a Nazi by doing that code?
That was pretty crazy. Yeah, you totally what do they used to call it? You mind?
Yeah, see,
like you Jedi tricked him.
There's 2 different codes for people in the South. You'll see it all places. 1484 means hell Jesus, he's king, and 1488 means hell Hitler. I knew he was either a KKK member or Hitler, so I did the 1484 first. But no, he went 1488.
Well, I just thought it was weird. I don't really believe in some weird shit. Really contradictory shit.
Oh, I'm in Alabama, dude, but I'm not racist. My sister's married to a black dude, my nephews.
Yeah, none of us, for the record, none of us are racist. You know? We might say things on calls like that, but it's only to get people riled up. It's really all it boils down to, if it ever comes out. Nothing is ever hate-driven here.
By the way, he's going to the McDonald's in Chicago if he goes to that event.
It's cool with me. Hopefully he will go. It's part of the plan.
Be a black guy there.
Oh.
Did you like the part where I said I'll bring Mexicans and Jews so he can get hate crimes since he has those tattoos? That's the truth. He hits anybody with a tattoo like that that's Jewish, black. They can hate crime him real quick and put him in prison.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let's say one more call and we'll call it a night. Okay, Jay Smooth, what do you want? What do you want us to call? You pick it.
Yeah, what do you guys want to hear? If you guys got anything, let me check the request real quick. Anything last minute?
Oh, and after tonight, we'll start our Friday schedules again. I don't know if we'll do one this Friday, but we probably won't do one this Friday, but definitely next Friday we'll do our normal schedule.
Yep, definitely.
But we promised you the first, so that's why we're here on the first.
Here we go. We got a bike number from Butt Scratcher.
Okay. I'll let the king end it out. There you go, Dozier.
Not the king.
You're better than me. There you go.
No, I'm not.
You really?
You've been on fire tonight, though. Really?
Yeah. I'm sick.
We all have our nights.
You told me to kill a call's the only reason I did that to you.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the bike.
About what?
The bike.
Oh, about the bike?
The bicycle.
Yeah, hold on.
With the pedals.
Hold on, 1 second.
All right.
Okay, 1 second, okay?
Yeah, no problem. That looked like my bike. I think it's time to blow this. Hello? Hey, what's going on? My name's Desmond. I'm calling about the bicycle you have for sale up on the list.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you still got that? What's up? What's the story behind that?
It's just a bike I've had for quite a while.
How long?
Been a couple of years, I'd say. A few years, but I mean, I haven't used it much.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Because, you see, I was up there at Panorama. I was riding around, stopped in at the quick stop or something to get some snacks. And I was wheeling my bike there, and I came back, and it was gone. And, this is my bike.
I'm sorry?
I said, this is my bike.
This is your bike?
Yeah, man. I was up at the Quick Mart getting something to eat, man. And I left my bike outside. And I happened to not lock it up because I was only going to be in there for a few minutes. And I had my bike locked in my backpack. And I came outside and it was gone, man. And I'm positive that that's my bike.
Oh, man, there's no way because I haven't even...
No, here. There is a way, man, because you sound like a thief. I can hear it in your voice. That's my bike. Now, we're going to meet up and you're going to give me my bike back.
Nah, dude, this ain't your bike.
Yeah, it is, man. You can't play me like that. Come on, just be cool, son. I don't got a car or nothing, man. This is my only transportation.
Wait, well, I don't know what you're talking about, though, because this is definitely not your bike.
You do, though.
Not your bike.
Man, you a slimy-ass motherfucker, for real, man. Going around stealing my shit. I got a witness right here, man. He said he could identify your voice. Hold on 1 second. He's going to talk to you for a minute.
Sir, I was there, and I saw all this. This happened.
Okay, well.
And I'll testify. And there was another witness, and he's not. We don't even know each other. He's from Canada. Here he is.
Yes, hello, sir.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I definitely saw you steal this man's bike.
Okay, well, I got a witness too. Here he is.
I don't hear him.
Fucking, he hung up, dude, because he stole that fucking bike.
Call him back.
Oh, everybody refresh your page. I put on some new info in the info box real quick. I'll call him back. And
witness is a mute.
Here, I'll call him back. But yeah, I just put our next show and we'll have the podcast up for these. I'll download it and put it on YouTube tomorrow. The show. Download it tonight and put it on YouTube.
Fucking bike thief.
You remember when we got that dude to take all the software off Craigslist?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Shit was funny.
Remember when we made that kid count the Pokemon cards live?
That was like 34 minutes.
Spell them and shit. That was funny.
Oh, dude, that Pokemon one was fucking funny.
Okay, well, lead us out then, brother. Make sure you read the info box, guys, and refresh at least once. It tells when our next show is. It tells everything.
Yeah, read the info box. Everybody that's here, make an account for the Bark thing. When you come here and chat, we'll know who you are and we'll see your avatar and all that stuff.
We hang out on that chat too throughout the week. So just come in and chat with us.
Yeah, I check it periodically.
I'm there 24 hours a day. Like if I'm sleeping, I'll be there. So I'll respond to anything. And if you have any comedians that we're going to start uploading comedians, I guess, if Dozer's cool with it, email the admin at PerkSessionRadio.com with your favorite comedian, and we'll download their shit and put it on there.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to end up doing that. So this will be like a 24-hour radio thing. We'll still do these live shows, of course. We might be live Friday. If not, we'll definitely be live next Friday, which I'm checking the calendar real quick.
Is the 10th. I have it all in the info box.
Okay, it's the 10th. So, yeah, no more IRC. That's done. Everything will be solely in this chat. We like it a lot more. There's a lot more things you can do with it. You know, we can put those GIFs in there.
YouTube videos. Pictures,
videos. Yeah, YouTube. You guys can have these cool avatars.
And if you missed the 420 show, I'm going to put it in the thing right now, and y'all can watch it in the chat. Here.
Yeah, and everybody, listen to the everybody here right now, go to the YouTube page and comment on one of the videos and like one of the videos. Everybody go do that. That when you comment and like, that helps out a lot. That helps us get more noticed and just makes our numbers look better. So I mean really do that. It really helps. It's encouraging. That's what it boils down to. It's encouraging. So do that, and we might be live this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. I do want to go live, but I have some things going on, but I still do want to go live. So check the website periodically throughout the weekend, because there might be a daytime show or nighttime show or something when I find some time and I have a few hours and I'll go live.
Our email alert is the info box.
Yeah, I wish we could do something like that, an email alert. But
it's really hard to do a
thing.
I tried it once. Just read the info box, dude. Just stop by and read the info box. If it'll be updated by Friday if we do a Friday show. If it's not updated by the info box is not new by Friday, then it would be as it says the 10th.
Yeah, but check it, you know. We'll try to work something like that out. Stuff like that, let us know what you want to see. Let us know what kind of content you want to hear. We want to get more stuff up for you guys to listen to.
If you really, really need a personal email, send us an email to AmateurPrankSessionRadio, and we will respond if there's a show Friday.
Yeah, Butt Scratch, you're special. You have Skype. Zach could PM you my thing, and or you could give me your email or something like that, and I could try to get a hold of you before a show, because you do send in good numbers. Maybe that would be a good idea for me to get a hold of you, actually. So go ahead and PM me either your Skype name or your email, and I'll get a hold of you, and I'll give it to Fox, so we'll both have it.
Here's my Skype. I'll give you my Skype right now.
No pressure on the numbers. I'm just saying for future reference.
I know my Skype name's weird, but if anybody wants to add me to Skype, there it is.
So, I think that about wraps it up.
Everybody stay on the phone, the thing.
See, you always say that, bro. There's no need for that. We obviously do.
No. Love y'all. Peace.
That's not it. I still have to say some things. I'm just kidding. All right, well, guys. Well, it was good talking to you. Everybody say goodbye.
Baby.
Everybody, Canuck and Titus, Enigma, and Security.
Later, my friend.
Special thanks to Titus and Enigma. They help a ton with the site. Where they help, they've built it with along with Pat and Fox. So thanks to them. Special thanks. Click, everybody for listening.
Click sponsor on the side. Just click it.
And yeah, free Boosie.
Free Boosie. Definitely free Boosie. And go comment a video. We will see you next week. I'm going to end the show with Savage Seed.
And if you comment on a video, we'll shout your name out next show. Probably, yes, we'll probably forget, but...
So thank you, Jay Smooth, Butt Scratcher, the Sterling, who else is here?
There was like 9 people a few minutes ago. Until
I can't... Week. Evil Ideas, I can't see everyone. You know who you are, True Canuck. Enigma, thank you all. See you next week.
Yeah, goodbye. Shout out to Dozer too. Thanks for chatting.
Peace. Death all around. Here's a bottle of life. Drink up. Look down, sink up. Same old song like ice cream trucks. Same old bong. What will I think up? Slouch with an ounce on the couch. Feet up. Dream up what I can. Hope for the best. Smoke to the chest. How I cope with the stress. Yo, I'm broken. I'm stressed. Everything's aight though. I'm about to fix that up like a typo. You wanna play chicken, better have Geico. I murder Mike's ho, Norman Bates psycho. Hit the lights, yo, suckers are sleeping. Can you tread water stuck in the deep end? I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bombs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life. I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bombs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life. Yo, I step out the house on a rainy day. Smoke by myself with the rainy J. They all call Harold Miner Baby J. The flame gets bright, then it fades away. Shit, can't do no worse than that. I'm sick in the ER where nurses at, man. I'm giving music its purpose back. These actors ain't real, pull the curtains back. Fake, fucking clowns brought the circus back. Dave, you got a hot beat, purchase that. Sure to slap. Like Ike on Tina's cheek. Lucky leprechaun with the greenest leaf. Your rap's non-fat like the leanest meat. Lend me your ears, hear a genius speak. What good is the day if you dream of sleep? Never rest with a crooked bitch between the sheets, man. I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bongs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life. I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bombs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life. Screws prosthetic, nothing but fake hoes. Flapping lips, probably snitch like a Seiko. San Mateo, the city of kings. We're Golden State Warriors, pity the kings. Attitude shitty, so gritty it stings. So dope, more rock than the prettiest rings. Stab spit heat like flare guns. You scared none? I never cared once. In the lab like a workaholic scientist. Fucking with your wig like a stylist.
run things like a marathon mileist. Used to be sick, now I'm the vilest. Been the wildest since I was childish. Got your number, sucker, don't make me dial it. You won't be hard till rigor mortis. Just when you're feeling the verse, I rip a chorus. I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bombs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life. I've been doing it all my life. I've been ruining songs and mics, bombs and pipes, the jaws of life. Fast forward, no rewind, no pause in life.